And I talked to a preacher one time, and he taught me this. And he said, if you really want to get somebody saved, he said, you pick one person that you really want to get saved, maybe like a really hard case. Somebody that people say, this guy's never going to get saved. And he said, here's what I do. I pick somebody like that, and I take an hour every day, and I said, I can't do this permanently. You know, I can't take an hour every day to pray for this one person. But he says, I'll just set a time, maybe a few days, or maybe a week, or maybe even 2 weeks. And I'll do some fasting, and he said, I just pray for that one person. I just set aside an hour and just target all my prayer on that one person. Now, he wasn't saying to chant for an hour. God help so-and-so to get saved. God help so-and-so to get saved. He said, what I did is I formulated a list, and this is what he told me. He said, I made a list of 100 things to pray for somebody who's not saved that God can do. Because God cannot make people get saved. If you believe that God can make people get saved, you're wrong. If you believe that God can get people saved without you and without me, you are wrong. No one has... The only time you could say that somebody got saved by God alone was when Jesus Christ was on this earth, because he was the human instrument that God was using, because he was 100% man and 100% God. But to say that God just goes out and gets people saved without a human vessel, no, God has committed to us the ministry of reconciliation. Getting people saved is something where we get in the yoke with Jesus. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. And I believe that. It's the power of God that gets somebody saved. Jesus Christ is the Savior. It's the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Ghost. Huh? Jesus and the Holy Ghost and the Father are the one who works salvation. But God has committed to us the ministry of reconciliation. And unless we team up with God and obey God and preach the gospel, how shall they hear without a preacher? Is what the Bible says. They must have God and man working together to win souls. That's the Christian life. And so, he had this list of things that he made, and he didn't show me the list. I didn't see the list, but I made my own list, and I couldn't think of 100 things. Okay, but he prayed 100 things that God could do to help someone get saved. He prayed things like, this is my list, because I didn't get his list. But I prayed that every Bible verse that this person's ever heard would just come back into their mind and just keep coming back to them, that God would bring it to remembrance, that the Holy Spirit would use those verses to convict them. You know, verses that I'd given them to them when I'd given the gospel, verses I'd showed them out of the Bible about salvation, that it would just keep coming back in their mind, they just wouldn't be able to get it out of their mind. I prayed that God would keep people up at night, that they'd try to go to sleep and that they couldn't sleep, and that they'd toss and turn in their bed and wonder, what's going to happen to me when I die? Am I going to go to hell? I mean, is hell real? And I would pray that God would bring that home to them. I would pray that God would remove any kind of obstacle that's keeping them from getting saved. Maybe a bad friend that's a bad influence on them. I'd pray that God would, if their job was somehow a hindrance to them, take that away from them. I pray that if it took them, God, if they have to get in a car wreck and go to the hospital, send the car wreck. Send the surgery. Send the sickness, because maybe if they're in the hospital, they'll listen to me when I give them the gospel and get saved. I say, God, whatever it takes, do what it takes to bring this person down and humble them to the point where they're ready to get saved.